I'm so glad that I was able to feel the campaign and what he's going through. Not all the time, at least he spent with me a week. We spent with grandchildren, two of us only and grandchildren, so he could a little bit relax, even though his phone was never off. He continues to be. But I was able to participate in some of the, I guess we would call town halls here, where he meets with the citizens in different cities. And so they were, his team was able to organize the town hall in the city where I was born and grew up. And so that's where we went together. And it was really nice. It was emotional from two sides. It was emotional for me to go back. I have not been there for some time in the city. And also meeting all the people that many of them I couldn't even remember the names. I kind of recognize the voices, faces when I see and stuff, but they all knew me. They all came to talk to me and stuff. They had really very warm welcome for him. But there were some who were, and that was, you know, he kept telling me about his experience and stuff. And so I was able to experience hands-on. There was a gentleman who would not sit down. He would be just standing up and, you know, put his hands across and was just listening. And, you know, it was like what we say here, when the body language talks to you, like, I don't want to be part of this, you know, stuff. But he was standing on the side and listening. And Mirsad, you know, talk, he never looks at the paper, he just talks. And yeah, I think his mind just going from one paragraph to another, and it was very good speech, and he had a lot of great questions, people, and really well received by all what he was saying. And so when people were lining up to congratulate with him, the guy who was standing on side directly diagonally came to him and extended his hand and said, I want to tell you, I came here with the decision that either I or my family are not going to be voting this year. We just seen no change for 23 years. There is just nobody of us will go for anybody. Now, after I heard you, I can tell you, you have my vote and you have all my family vote. So it was like, oh, now I understand. For me, it was like eye-opening. Like, now I understand what Mirsad says, that those special moments of people wanted to touch him, or when he had that face-to-face interaction, how they fill him up. And I think those kind of messages and those kind of direct communication, that's really what gives him energy. It is tough road that he has selected, Clark. I don't know that I would be able to do it. I spend one day with him traveling just from city to city, where he had quite few, like more business meetings with the industry people, people who had either private businesses or the larger companies. And so he would meet and, you know, hear what issues, problem they have and talk to them. Also meet with young people. Those were really very energizing from the perspective. You see their young faces. They are very young. They are maybe 22 to 24. And so, you know, you look them almost like your, you know, kids. But they are so serious about wanting to make a change, wanting to do something about extending, telling him that they are ready, whatever he needs to tell them, you know, and stuff. So I know that's what feeds him, that's where he gets his energy going. But I don't know that I would be able to do it, because it's just really very, very hard work.
And I know, excuse me, I know you were there for just a short period of time, but did you get any sense, and I think you've alluded to it a little bit, about just how he is being received as he travels around and does the town hall meetings and
right.
Those things?
on the all of the face-to-face that I've been part, where he was in the town halls, in the panels, in the meetings with the business, he really has a way to reaching out to people. And on all of those, he is so well received. And so I think if he continues, I just hope he will have it, be able to keep doing it, what he's doing, because it's, I mean, today, like he was in the town of Kalesia, what they call, I think he had probably 5-6 events that he went. One was just a town hall where he talked, and then was, you know, you go put the flowers on the memorial of the, you go to the businesses to talk to them. You have to listen, you have to engage. And then he was in a nearby town, Tuzla, which is a much larger town. They had Innovation Cafe event going on, which was a German company that offers way for young people to come up with ideas, and they listen and then they support. And so Mirsad was a speaker on new technologies and how technology can help. So he did that, and I spoke to him. He just came in Sarajevo now. So he left this morning, 6:30 a.m., and he came now. So this was what? So it was 12:30 a.m. another day to get in an apartment. Whole day, just go, go, go. So, yes, he is in all opportunities. I don't think there is any concern, Clark, that if he gets opportunity on all face-to-face, he is winning them over. The problem is only to get to all of those cities, especially smaller cities, where that's where those nationalistic parties use just different ways of buying the votes. And the other is blockade. You probably know that the media is well controlled, and that's what. So if that's the reason we're trying with the Facebook and many people there, I'm sharing on my, asking people to share, because to extend that network on the Facebook so the people hear it. Because I still, even in the United States of the Bosnian community, I just had somebody recently told me that there was in Iowa people who have business, tracking business, and they came here to with someone of our guys, were talking, and they said they didn't hear about him, didn't know about him. But come on, I mean, so much is on the Facebook stuff. But it just says how extended that sure. audience is and how much work needs to be done to reach out.
Did this change? I know when we first talked to you, you initially had some reservations about him doing this, and then you were supportive of what he was doing. What has this trip meant to you in terms of your perceptions and how you feel about it all?
I definitely, you know, it made me even more understand and feel those face-to-face emotions that he goes through, how people turn to him, you know, how big hope those people have in that change that he is talking. And so definitely he has, you know, 100% I'm on board with him. The only thing that has not changed is my concern for him. Mm-hmm. That's only, you know, because I am worried. I think there was one example that he got a warning about. I think he is becoming more popular, and that carries danger with them as soon as they start realizing there is that he is more dangerous for them. They you don't never know what they will be, you know, what kind of things they may do or try. He has great team. That's only one I love. Most of them are very young people. Great energy, great support of, you know, him. And when it's almost like that was also for me a wonderful feel, just the way how they stand behind him. And one thing is funny. I don't know how much you were following his what he was doing. So he was going through that march mm-hmm. of peace, and it was this year was the toughest day that there was ever, because the organizing committee did some cutting of the trees. on the route they were before going, and because of the lot of rain was happening, that made so much harder to for that route to walk. So anyway, he was going, and so I guess that young team, and they were very impressed of his endurance, and but he loved it absolutely. He said the people he met, and today interview that he had in this city on their television channel, there was a question, and he said that he would do it. He wants to do it going forward too, because you really cannot feel that 11th of July genocide until that whole, that, you know, people from the march came in the city, were going into the where the cemetery was, and on the both sides were mothers and fathers with you know, tears on the face and stuff. And he told me personally too that Mirzarai, you and I, we were there on 10th anniversary commemoration of the genocide, and that time he organized with UNCC conference on the genocide, brought also some of the professors from UNCC there, and it was from all the world there. So we were there, but and we were on the, even on the mass grave where you see the, you know, bodies and stuff, and so all of that he experienced. But he said nothing can match when you are walking with all of those people, survivors, the family members, everybody, and you entering that place. And there are those already existing graves, but there are also lined up those who will be buried, you know, next day. And just those people waiting on the side, mothers, fathers, you know, and you going through that, and such peaceful, such moment of nothing you hear. It's just so, so quiet, just tears you can hear, or those voices. He said, so that was so impactful on him, and he said he's going to try do it, you know, if it's there, for sure we'll do it always. So yeah, I am 100% behind him. I know what he's doing is the right thing to do. I know I am worried, because I am worried about him, just what we'll do to his health as well as overall well-being.